As promised, we're joined right now by an NBA champion and NCAA champion. 19 years in the NBA, 2009 Sixth Man of the Year. He was an All-American and a Pac-10 Player of the Year at Arizona. We consider him a friend of the program. Jason Terry is my guest. Jet, it's been a minute or two. What's up? How are you?
Oh, all's well. Man, you're too kind with your words, man. I appreciate you.
Great talking to you. I appreciate you too, Jason. Good to have you back. Listen, there are a lot of different things that you and I could talk about, but why don't we start with the Warriors and more specifically the University of Arizona's influence on them. You've got Steve Kerr. You've got Andre Iguodala. You've got Bruce Frazier all repping the Wildcats. It can't be a coincidence, right? Like, how much of that success has its roots in Arizona?
Oh, a lot of that success has to do with the roots from Arizona and Steve Kerr and the way he's implemented the style of play and the culture, the winning championship culture, which has been created. I mean, if you look at Steve Kerr's career, started out in Arizona and then on as an NBA champion with the Chicago Bulls and the San Antonio Spurs, he has the championship pedigree, and he's infused that into this organization and into his star players. I mean, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, even KD, as he's become a Golden State Warrior. And they've created this tremendous legacy, a dynasty even, within that organization. And just great to see, and I knew it would happen. I mean, you know, Steve Kerr is a high-character individual. His story speaks volumes, and he's the type of coach that you love to play for.
Jason Terry is joining us on the program. All right, so let me move you ahead to the Bucks, because the Bucks are about to host game one of the Eastern Conference Finals against the Raptors. You were with Milwaukee last year and the year before that, so did you see this coming?
Yes, I definitely seen it coming, and you have to give a lot of credit to Jason Kidd and that staff. I was there 2 years. Jason was there four, and this is kind of what he envisioned. I mean, he laid the foundation for these guys to have success. And if you look directly at the growth and development of Giannis, it was a day-to-day grind. I mean, I watched them develop Giannis from the film room to the weight room to the on-court, just developing his all-around game. And, you know, he's taken flight. And you give, you know, the new staff a lot of credit. You give management, John Horst, give him credit. This is just a total team project, even ownership. You know, putting the right personnel around Giannis now this season, you know, with shooters, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, Ilya Sova, all these guys, even the veteran George Hill, have all played an incremental part of the success this season. But the foundation was laid with Jason Kidd and his staff when you're talking about the development of Giannis and the rest of those guys.
The Jet, Jason Terry, joins us. You know, you've told this great story about being in practice with him and seeing Giannis on a fast break, and he takes off from behind the free throw line and he throws it down. What's it like to see a guy that big do something like that?
Oh, it freaked me out, literally, and I hate to use that word, but, you know, he is the Greek freak, and this was a daily regimen of his. I mean, one thing about Giannis is he's a fierce competitor, and he wanted to win every single drill. And actually, the time he took off from the free throw line, he was really pissed off because two plays previously, Jabari Parker had dunked on him and kind of embarrassed him a little bit. And so he was pissed, man. He stole the ball and just took off. And about two steps after half court, he just took flight. And everybody's looking like, he's not. And it was just one of the greatest plays I've ever seen in sport up close and personal.
And it was in practice. Jason Terry is joining us. You know, this season marked the end of Dirk's career, and I'm moving ahead a little bit, but you played with Dirk for 8 seasons. So when you think of Dirk, what are the things you think of first? What kind of memories do you have of him?
Well, just thinking about all the hours and nights that he spent in the gym to amass the amount of success that he did individually and team-wise with that organization. I mean, I was there for 8 seasons alongside Dirk. I was brought in originally to replace Steve Nash, but Dirk wasn't warmed up to that originally because he and Nash had a tremendous bond, and rightfully so. But as we went through it, as we went through some adversities, had some failure, and then gained success, we grown to have a great relationship. My locker was by his for 8 years, man, and just to be able to watch him develop into not only the person he is, the player, but the family man that he's become, is just an honor. It's an honor to have played alongside him and to know him and to be able to call him a friend, and then to watch the legacy that he's left behind. And to watch a guy like Luka Doncic be able to come in now with playing with Dirk in his rookie season and be able to see that process take place. I mean, Dirk left the game in a better place when he left. And that's what you want all your NBA superstars to do, you know, leave the game in a better place. And he was able to do so.
Jason Terry joining us for a few more moments. Now, you're going to be a captain in the Big Three League this year. How much are you looking forward to that?
Oh, I'm excited, man. Obviously, my career ended abruptly, you know, at the age 41. I thought I still had something left in the tank and still do. But being able to go out in the Big Three now in a league that Ice Cube created with guys that I either played with or played against but called my brothers is going to be phenomenal. And to be able to do it in some cities where there were NBA teams and NBA fans in that are fans of me, you know, fans of the Jets. You know, all that moniker that I created throughout my playing career, to be able to get one kind of last hoorah, to go out on my own, to put on a show and have fun doing. But as you know, I've won at every level, and I don't see anything different in the Big Three. I'm trying to bring the championship home.
I like it. And one more thing, Jet, you're also giving back. For years, you've been really involved in youth basketball, and you're the co-president of Lady Drive Nation. Lay that out for me. Exactly what is that all about, and how fired up are you for that?
Oh, I'm excited. Again, this is just a situation in the community that I've been a part of with my own foundation for 12 years in Dallas. My off-season are dedicated to the young women in the Dallas, Texas community, and it gives them a platform to be able to go out and showcase their talents across the nation in front of tons of Division I, II, III college scouts. I have 100% graduation rate over those 12 years. All my kids go academically or athletically on scholarship to the next level. A lot of these kids are less fortunate. They would not be able to have that opportunity had it not been for a program like myself. So I'm very happy this year to join forces with Jermaine O'Neal, who also played a long time in the NBA, at Drive Nation. It's his baby. He runs the boys' side. I run the girls' side. And we give all these kids hope at obtaining their dream.
He is an NBA champion, an NCAA champion. He played 19 years in the NBA, 2009, sixth man of the year, the Jet, Jason Terry. Jet, like I said, it's been a minute or two. Great to get caught up with you, man. Great to have you back. Let's make sure we do it again soon.
Anytime. Talk to you soon.
Jason Terry joining us.